Hello, Main Menu listeners. I'm Daryl Shandro, and I'm going to provide you with my review of the PlusTech Book Reader. Now, the PlusTech Book Reader is a combination hardware and software solution that runs on your existing computer. The hardware is an optic book, 3600 book edge scanner, and the software is a custom piece of software called BookVoice that has been developed by PlusTech for use by the blind and visually impaired. The PlusTech Book Reader is also referred to as the BAT, B-A-T, by PlusTech. The BAT is based on the Optic Book 3600 Book Edge Scanner, and this is an excellent choice for any blind person who intends to read any books. Its speed is reasonable, and the ability to place a book's page right up to the binding on the scanner represents a rediscovery of a long-lost ability. And this ability was lost when the Kurzweil Reading Edge was discontinued. So the scanner on the BAT incorporates a nice touch. There are Braille labels on the on and off switch. You can see which position is on and which is off, and they're very well-placed Braille labels, very easy to decipher. And there is also a Braille number 1 on the scan key on the scanner's front panel, which is just to the right of the area that contains the scanning surface and the lid. The good thing about the Braille labels on the on-off switch are that you need to remember to turn the scanner off when you are not using it. The reason this is apparently with the software installed, this scanner never turns off automatically. I tested this myself in the shipping version of the product that I received for review from PlusTech, and I was able to leave the scanner on for hours, and I do have enough sight to be able to tell that the lamp on the scanner remained on the next time I attempted to scan a document. When I discovered that, I was very concerned in that department. Most scanners will turn off after a few minutes. They support power management capabilities. That is not an issue. Without the book reader software installed, the regular non-book reader implementation of the scanner does turn off after a few minutes. I believe it's 5 minutes by default of non-use. So it's not an issue with the hardware. I do highly recommend the scanner. The scanner is very good. It takes about 20 seconds or so to scan each page. You know, there are scanners that are faster, but it's not the slowest either. And I think the book edge capability far outweighs the speed concern. Perhaps the reason PlusTech decided not to turn the scanner off is that the one significant downfall of this particular scanner is that once the lamp in the scanner has turned off, it takes about a minute to turn on automatically. So if you're in a program like OmniPage, or if you're in K1000 or OpenBook, and you press the scan button in one of those programs, and the scanner has not been used for quite some time, it will take a minute to start scanning the first page. Once that has been accomplished, then things will be pretty fast after that. It's just that initial restart after inactivity. The concern about the book readers never turning off the scanner lamp is that I would imagine this would result in a significantly increased amount of wear and tear on the device. Specifically, I think the lamp would tend to eventually burn out, and that burnout would happen quite a bit sooner than it would under regular use there. The product comes with documentation. I should say, when you receive the product, though the scanner has these three Braille labels on it, nothing else has Braille labels. There is a CD with two CDs inside, a CD case with two CDs inside. One of those is the product documentation CD, and the other is the program CD from which you install all the software. There's no Braille labeling on the box, and I mean, of course, there's no Braille labeling on the CDs themselves. That makes sense, but there's no Braille labeling inside saying which CD contains which which content as there is with many other assistive technology products. Also, there is no accompanying getting started documentation, either on cassette or in Braille. That is also a point of concern. So a getting started guide would have been nice, in Braille or on cassette would have been nice for this product. Okay, so when you get the when you do insert the documentation CD into the CD-ROM drive, some interesting things happen. First of all, it's a web browser-based documentation, but rather than just having your screen reader come up and automatically, you know, just read the documentation that would be in a simple HTML page, web browser window, you're prompted. The security features in your modern version of Internet Explorer will be prompted, and you'll be asked for permission to run several elements of active content. Once you do that, you'll find that there's now a self-voicing feature to the documentation. So as you're trying to read the documentation with your screen reader, there is another voice, a rather nice sounding voice, but still another voice nonetheless, also reading that documentation. I was able to turn that other voice off, but I believe I just pressed the escape key. Even I was rather confused at first on how to effectively utilize this documentation and how to set things up so that JAWS would read the document without the other voice coming into play. So PlusText should get rid of this for the documentation. That'd be my recommendation. Just get rid of the self-voicing and bring the documentation up in a simple browser window using plain HTML. Also, unfortunately, the content and navigation of this online documentation is in need of significant revision. When I boot the system and demonstrate the product, I will be providing an audio demonstration of the use of the documentation. Installation. Okay, so if you already own an OpticBook 3600, which I do, if you do, be careful. First, remove all of its drivers in the Add Remove Programs option under Control Panel, and then if anything's left over after that, reboot and use the OpticBook 3600 menu under the Start/Programs menu to finish it off. I didn't. It caused me some significant grief, okay? So I'd strongly recommend uninstalling the software for the existing OpticBook 3600 before installing this package. Once I removed everything, the installation process was reasonably smooth. But again, the self-voicing functions come into play. And once again, since many of us already have a screen reader, this is really, really annoying, to say the least. In this case, I would recommend that PlusTech ask the user whether or not they have a screen reader and give instructions for answering the question. And if the user selects yes, then let the self-voicing capability just simply go away. And only if the user says no, continue with the built-in speech. The other concern with the installation process on this product was it was unclear whether or not the scanner should be connected during the installation. The scanner is a USB scanner, and so I did go ahead and I did go ahead and connect the scanner, and then I did ignore the resulting found new hardware dialogs and allowed the installation process to proceed. One final note on installation. During the installation process, at the end, your computer reboots. And unfortunately, before doing this, PlusTech does not ask for your permission to reboot. It just simply says the system needs to be restarted and goes right on ahead and does that. So be wary. Be aware of that situation as well. I always like any program that needs to restart my system to ask me for permission first. So now let's talk about the incorporated OCR, optical character recognition, provided with this product. The product uses FineReader. So the most important element of such a solution is the OCR, by the way, because it's primarily what we're using it for. So it uses FineReader. That's a good OCR engine. And right now there's only one OCR engine used in this product, FineReader. I'm actually okay with that. It gives it's kind of in competition with the OmniPage OCR engine, I would say, for accuracy, and I have no problem with this for the price tag of this particular solution. FineReader is fine. Of course, it would be nice to offer two other OCR engines, as does K1000, but this product is not K1000, so FineReader is a good choice for Plustek in this area, and you won't go wrong with it. In my experience with the book reader thus far, I find that it does a good job reading books, mail and other documents, with an error rate comparable to the selection of the FineReader OCR engine in K1000, for example. So the user experience on this product is a little unfortunate at this time. As the product currently stands, the overall user experience leaves a lot to be desired. Magnification and self-voicing services are automatically started each time the computer is booted. Must be manually turned off using the Windows Task Manager, and there are no preferences in the included Book Voice software to deactivate these. So when you already have an existing screen reader running, it appears Plustek is attempting to provide a rudimentary screen reader of their own, as I find that various system items are automatically spoken, even when Book Voice is not running. It would be preferred that there be a way to ensure that magnification and self-voicing components come into play only when Book Voice is running, and even then only if the user requests them to be running through preferences settings. Otherwise, these components should remain silent on most systems. I guess the only exception would be, again, if the user doesn't already have a screen reader. This product really is designed. It is designed as a beginner's product, but it is designed to be installed and run on an existing computer system that has already been set up and in use by the blind or visually impaired user. So it kind of stands to reason that such a user would have their own assistive technology already in place. And in any event, the self-voicing feature of this product does not contain enough functionality to replace a screen reader even for basic use. We're going to shortly be performing an audio demonstration of this fact, of the running of the self-voicing application. It should be apparent shortly after system boot up. Though the ScanPilot system application is to be expected with all modern scanners running on Windows, I'm quite surprised that it does not automatically power off the scanner's lamp after a specified period of time of inactivity. Yeah, at a minimum, a preference should be made available to control this behavior. The system tray application for ScanPilot also appears to be inaccessible. When I selected and right-clicked it with JAWS, I was unable to do anything. Even with the JAWS cursor and so on and so forth. Given that this is an assistive technology solution, I believe that all components, including the ScanPilot system tray applet, should be accessible and usable by the blind and visually impaired customer. And I will demonstrate that for you. As already stated, the included Book Voice software capably uses the FineReader OCR engine to provide an accurate representation of scanned printed materials. Unfortunately, Book Voice doesn't go much further than that in the user experience area. The available hotkeys are extremely limited, especially for users who are not able to take advantage of the software's magnification features. And typical arrow key navigation does not function as a screen reader user might expect. I was also unable to figure out how to effectively navigate the program's built-in help section. I'd recommend that PlusTech implement the expected Windows standard document navigation keys, increase the number of logically defined hotkeys for blind users, and add the ability to initiate a scan from within the program. At this time, the button must be physically pressed on the scanner in order to initiate a scan. No other option is provided through the software. It would also be a good idea for a program of this nature to provide additional preferences, again, including the ability to turn off magnification and self-voicing outside book voice, and possibly even the ability to turn it all off and just use the program with your screen reader. And again, we're going to provide you with a short demo of actually using this product to scan a few pages. So let's go ahead and do that now. I'm going to go ahead and boot the computer. This software and hardware solution is running on a Pentium 2.8 gigahertz computer with JAWS 7.1 as the screen reader. Otherwise, it's a pretty typical computer with a sound card and a high-speed internet connection and a good amount of software that starts automatically, and so this will be a good test environment for you to experience this demonstration. So the computer is totally off right now. We're going to push the button and start it up. I'm going to go into the system tray and show you the Scan Pilot system tray applet real quick. So I'm going to press Insert F11 and JAWS.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List pop. Skype left. Windows Live. Terra Firm. Collector Media Magnifier 2.0. Collector Media 3.0.
I'm going to turn off
this. Collector Media 3.0. Next Live.
Turn that off. So again, it's reading some things, but not other things.
PC plan.
So I've turned off this collector application.
Skype left.
Tends to interfere with my keys.
Windows Live. Terra Firm menu. Magnifier unconnected.
So
encoders. Replay. Station playlist. Windows secure. Station playlist. Studio. ACB radio interactive. Scan pilot.
Okay, there's Scan Pilot.
Scan Pilot, level 16.
Okay, so I'm going to press Enter on Scan Pilot.
Enter.
Scan Pilot.
And both JAWS and the self-voicing feature are saying the word Scan Pilot. But I'm using up and down arrow keys. Again, the PC cursor remains on. Right and left arrows. Nothing is happening.
PC,
When I route JAWS to PC...
Land.
Nothing going. Nothing to access. So I minimize. I'm going to go back into Insert F11 and find Scan Pilot. And let me, instead of right click, let me left click.
Scan Pilot.
There's no, there's nothing, the same issue there.
Windows disabled, volume, quit time, scan pilot.
So let's double.
Scan pilot, last bar JAWS button to move from my order. Okay. Select the system, Windows lock, disabled, volume, quit time, scan pilot, enter.
Scan pilot.
Oh wait, I shouldn't press enter. Sorry about that.
Left
double click.
Scan pilot.
Nothing. There's nothing that I can do as a blind or visually impaired person with the Scan Pilot system tray output. But again, I'm quite sure that there are options under that. So, unfortunately, who knows, right? since that portion of this piece of assistive technology is inaccessible. All right, so, of course, accessibility of this application would be nice, but that's not the primary purpose, so on we go.
No, but 1%. Index.html/Microsoft Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer dialog. No button to activate. Press space bar. 7%.
Okay, so I have a dialog there with a no button.
12%.
So you're doing insert B with JAWS.
Internet Explorer dialog. No button. Active content can harm your computer or disclose personal information. Are you sure that you want to allow CDs to run active content on your computer in the future? Do not show this message.
Okay, so are you sure you want to run, allow CDs? We'll say yes for this time only.
25%. No button. In the future, do not show this button to enter.
Please select English language.
English is rapid. Page has two links. Link rapid English on mouse over.
Okay, I'm asked to select my language, but I also heard a blip from my browser, so I'll press the Alt-N to see the info file.
That doesn't help your security. Internet Explorer has restricted this file from showing it
to content.
Press
the allow block content.
So allow block content.
Allowing active content such as script and ActiveX.
Yes, not ActiveX.
So it's asking us to allow script and ActiveX control.
Please select language.
So now,
German, link, rapid.
I'll select
English, link, rapid, English, link, rapid, German, on muscle, link, rapid, English, on
better. Select English.
Okay. Please press tab key, and followed by the enter key for more details. Press backspace key to go back to the previous page.
On mouse over. Lock quote start. Link rapid how to install plus that bookmaker software on mouse over. Lock quote end.
So again, JAWS is reading and the self voice is reading. Self voicing items. I will say that the speech is quite... I am impressed with the clarity of the speech. I do like that. I can't imagine that it's incredibly responsive, but and notice it said if I press tab that I could hear the option spoken, but it doesn't work.
Plus that book reader button instructions link rapid.
Only JAWS is reading.
Keys for plus that book reader link rapid. Important note, link rapid. Online registration, link rapid. Grab in the top, what is in the box? Alt plus how to connect, plus that to your computer. Link how to install, plus that book reader. Solve how to use, plus that book reader. Link rapid, plus that book reader. Button instructions, link hotkeys for plus that book reader.
And I think the overall layout, at least the beginning of the documentation is it could be very nice. Again, if they would just use a more straightforward approach and not try to intervene at all with the screen reader, or ask the user if they would like to use their own screen reader or not.
Ever.
So I'm pressing
F1
on a hotkey. F1
for zoom text function. F2 for zoom text function. F3 for zoom function. F4 for zoom original function. F5 for zoom function. F6 for changing background and character color. F4 for zoom original color. F8 for magnify function. F9 for zoom function. F10 for faster reading speed function.
F6 for changing background and character color.
Okay.
F7 for switching background and character's color. F8 for magnify function. F9 for slower reading speed function. F10 for faster reading speed function. F11 for smaller font function. F12 for larger font function. CTRL key and left arrow for backward function. CTRL key and right arrow for forward function. CTRL key and up arrow for volume up function. CTRL key and down arrow for volume down function. ESC key for F start reading the whole page. CTRL key and 1 for repeat word. CTRL key and 2 for repeat sentence. CTRL key and 3 for repeat page. CTRL key and 4 for repeat file.
So again, the self-voicing function is reading the same thing that JAWS reads. And the reason I'm leaving this on is to demonstrate how the typical end user is going to experience this without being able to sort of go in and know how to adjust their system settings. All right, so there's a lot of these keys that are not very useful unless you have low vision. And unfortunately, I do not have enough sight to demonstrate the magnification, so I have not done that. But there are a lot fewer hotkeys if you're just using it as a blind person.
Hotkeys for plus that book.
Okay, so of course the F1 key will start and stop speaking.
F1 for play, pause, and resume function.
And it's play, pause, and resume. So you press it once, it starts reading. You press it again, it stops. If you press it a third time, it resumes where it left off.
F2 for zoom text.
And it does work.
F3 for zoom, F4, F5,
F6, moving down.
F9
and F10 are useful for decreasing and increasing the speed of the voice.
F11 for smaller. Control key and left arrow for back.
Control left arrow and control right arrow moved backward and forward. As I used those, I believe those were reading by lines. So they're not working as you might typically expect to move back and forth by words, backward and forward.
Control key and arrow for volume up.
So control up and control down arrow would adjust the volume. That's good.
Escape key for restart reading the whole page.
And escape restarts the reading of the whole page. That's kind of odd. I normally expect escape to close something. So Not sure about that choice.
Mac control key of one for a key word.
And control,
Mac control key of two for a key sentence.
Control,
control key of three for a key page.
For control number of throw keys for these things, I'm not sure.
Control key of four for a key file.
So that's it. That's the hotkeys that are available. And all right, so let's get into the nuts and bolts now.
I'm
going to close this document. And the nuts and bolts would, of course, be this scanner. Now, notice that all this time that we've been demonstrating the product without scanning, the scanner lamp is still on. I can clearly see it. And in most scanner implementations, by this time, the scanner's lamp would have been turned off. So I'm placing a booklet, just the very front page of a booklet, on the scanner glass, because a lot of times what I use a scanner for, in many cases, just to simply identify material that I might actually want to go over with a sighted person, or decide, at least decide whether I want to invest the time and effort involved in scanning the material. So I'm hitting start menu and P for all programs. I'm just going to go up arrow. And pressing enter on book voice. So you'll see that even as I use the arrow keys, the self-voicing component is behind what I'm doing. It said Optic Twain Help, which is actually the next item below book voice. Pressing enter. And
start your book voice.
So it says start your book voice. And that's it. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to press that insert, you know, JAWS key plus T in JAWS. And, I don't know.
File, NF.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I think I put, I finally decided to try this application with just the self-voicing feature. So JAWS is actually, the speech from JAWS is put in, and the command set is put into sleep.
File.
So that's good. You're actually going to feel just the application without JAWS in play. It's apparent to me that that's the intended use of this application. So I press Alt.
Speech.
And this part works as expected.
File
view, speech,
help.
Unfortunately, the
help.
Check out this
help.
Built-in
update
help.
Update book voice.
You have an update book
about
voice option.
Hotkeys.
Hotkeys. We'll press enter on hotkeys.
Hotkeys for Plus Tech Book Reader. Plus Tech Book Reader hotkeys have been designed for your convenience. For play, pause and resume function, please press F1. For zoom text function, please press F2.
And I press F1.
For zoom out function, please press F3. For zoom original function, please press F4. For zoom in function,
and
please press
not
F5.
Doing it, is it?
For changing background and characters color, please press F6.
So, background so there's no
color,
way.
Please press F7. For magnify function, please press F8. For slow reading speed function, please press F9. For faster reading speed function, please press F10. For smaller font function, please press F11. For larger font function, please press
F12. As you can see,
for backward function, please hold the control key and press left arrow. For forward function, please hold the control key and press right arrow.
I'm stuck.
For function, please hold the control
pressing
key and press
F1.
Arrow. For volume down function,
and if not,
please hold the
it won't stop talking.
Press down arrow. For restart reading the whole page, please press escape. For repeat word, please hold the control key and press 1. For repeat sentence, please hold the control key and press 2.
And I'm not able to interrupt
page,
it,
please hold
either.
The control key and press
so
3.
If I press like control
repeat
1
file, please
to
hold
repeat
the control
word,
key and press 4.
It doesn't do anything either. So this is a concern. And now that I've stopped, now that the voice has stopped reading the hotkey help, pressing arrow keys doesn't work. There's nothing here to, there's no way to review this content. So, unfortunately, documentation is not a strong area here. I'm going to press the scan button on the scanner since I do have a page on it. And it is labeled with the Braille number 1. So the page has now been scanned. Maybe that's probably less than 20 seconds. And there's no indication coming from the book reader software.
Start to read.
Okay, now there is.
Plus Tech Book Reader Bat, version 2.0, quick guide.
Okay. This page has completed.
Alright. So this is the booklet that comes with the Plus Tech Book Reader. I was pretty sure that's what it was, but was not 100% on that because I have a couple of similar printed items next to me here. So this booklet is the print version of the, it's a print getting started guide. It's probably the same material that's on the CD-ROM, but again, it's in print. There's no accompanying Braille or cassette. And this document itself has not been Braille labeled. Let's scan another page of this. This is a great demo document. And again, I need to press the button on the scanner.
Start to read next page. Start to read. A blank page. This page has completed.
So that's a blank page. That's the left page of the left-hand side of the second page. So I'm going to press this one more time. I should get some content.
Start to read next page. Start to read.
Trademarks 2006 Plus Tech Incorporated. All rights are reserved. No portion of this document may be reproduced without permission. All trademarks and brand names mentioned in this publication are property of their respective owners. Liability: while all efforts have been made to ensure the accuracy of all contents in this manual, we assume no liability for errors, omissions, or statements of any kind in this manual.
Okay, so you get the point. This is kind of the first page of the manual. Let's press F1 to stop it.
The contents.
Okay, that works. So I pressed F1 to stop the voice. So it works when you're actually using these. The program for its intended purpose for reading, for scanning and reading, but it unfortunately does not work in the program's own help system. So I'm pressing F1 again to resume.
Of this manual are subject to change without notice.
And it does do a very good job of this. It does a good job of
copyright the scanning of certain documents, for example checks, banknotes, ID cards, government bonds, or public documents, may be prohibited by law and or subject to criminal prosecution. We recommend you to be responsible and respectful of copyright laws when you are scanning books, magazines, journals, and other materials. Environmental information: this product is designed and produced to achieve sustainable environmental...
Okay, so that's the F1 key to stop and start speech. Let's see what word we're on. We'll press Control 1. It doesn't say anything.
I-M-P-R... O-V-E-M-E-N-T.
Oh, that's interesting. Spelling of it.
I-M.
And as I suspected when I began using this product, the built-in speech synthesizer is not incredibly responsive, especially in comparison to Eloquence. So that is the let's do some navigation here. Let's do Control Right.
We strive to produce products in compliance with global environmental standards. Please consult your local authorities.
So I did Control Right arrow.
The product packaging. Please consult your product screen examples in this manual. The screenshots in this guide were made with Windows XP. If you are using Windows 2000, your screen will look somewhat different.
Okay, so it's not clear when you use the control left and right arrow keys, for instance.
Start to read.
How far we're moving.
This page has completed.
Oh. And again, arrow keys aren't entirely all that effective here.
O. R. R. N. L. S. I. N. R. Start to read.
You won't get a lot in the way of navigation with this software, as you can clearly see. That's all. On the plus side, this implementation of FindReader seems to be very, very accurate. I'm rather impressed, and it is comparable to K1000 and OpenBook in that regard. In conclusion, a $700 price tag for this product, including scanner and accompanying OCR software, is incredibly appealing, especially considering we're talking about a book edge scanner. Unfortunately, the accompanying book voice software just doesn't measure up to the needs of most blind users or to the standards of this reviewer at this time. If you already own one of the specialized scanning and reading applications like K1000 or OpenBook, then you definitely do not need this product. I would recommend that you take a look at the OpticBook 3600 book edge scanner, which goes for a price of approximately $250. If you do not yet own a scanning and reading solution, you do have some other choices on the low budget but reasonably effective side of the house. Consider purchasing an OpticBook 3600 scanner for $250 and a package like OmniPage Professional for about $500. This $750 price will give you much better functionality, though you'll need to purchase a scanner and OCR software separately rather than as part of one package. I stand ready, willing, and able to assist PlusTech to improve this product to the point where it could revolutionize the price performance point for blind users who acquire scanning and reading technology. I do highly recommend greater purchase and use of the PlusTech OpticBook 3600 book edge scanner in the blind community. As far as I know, this is the only modern book edge available to us, so we should make sure it remains available, does not become discontinued. That's my review of the PlusTech OpticBook 3600 scanning and reading solution. It's been my pleasure to provide this to you, and I hope you find it helpful. More information is available about this solution at plustech.com. That's PLUSTEK.com. And you may reach me. This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal. Can be reached on the Blind Access Journal website, www.blindaccessjournal.com, where you may read the blog and listen to the podcast, where we cover accessibility advocacy and other issues related to life as blind people. You may also contact me by email. Send a message to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That concludes the review of the PlusTech Book Reader.